Extreme heat kills more people in the U.S. than tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, or any other weather-related disaster. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Field reports, advocates say Indiana lawmakers need to do more to protect people from getting their fans and air conditioners shut off in the summer.
Indiana ranks 31st in energy affordability. That means more disconnections and people choosing to forego things like medicine to pay their electric bills. Denise Abdul-Rahman is the Environmental Climate Justice Chair for the Indiana NAACP. She says her family faced shutoffs when she was a kid, and a teacher friend of hers died from a heat-related illness.
She suffered from asthma. The school didn't have air conditioning where she worked and taught, and she died of a severe attack on the job.
Black, Indigenous, and Latino Hoosiers are especially vulnerable because they're more likely to live in older, less energy-efficient homes. And rural Hoosiers often don't live near services like cooling centers. Among other things, advocates would like to see the state create a summer moratorium on shutoffs and payment plans based on income. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Indiana Democratic lawmakers have proposed several measures over the years to help customers afford their energy bills, most of them never receiving a hearing in the Senate and House Utility Committees.